This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. North Korea has launched another round of projectiles into the sea off its east coast, its fifth test in just over 2 weeks, according to South Korea's military. The South Korean military says the projectiles were fired from near the Hamhung area in eastern North Korea. It is not clear how far the weapons traveled. The launch came hours after U.S. President Donald Trump said he had received another beautiful letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and reiterated he isn't concerned about Pyongyang's short-range ballistic missile test.
I think we'll have another meeting. He really wrote a beautiful three-page, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
North Korea has regularly launched short-range ballistic missiles into the sea the past 2 months. Pyongyang is angry about the resumption of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises that began on Monday. The next round of trade talks between the United States and China is up in the air, President Donald Trump told reporters on Friday. Asked if he would cancel the talks scheduled to be held here in Washington, Trump replied, maybe.
So China wants to settle this deal. They've had the worst year that they've had in many, many decades. And it's getting only worse. Thousands of companies are leaving China. They would like to make a deal. I'm not ready to make a deal.
Later, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the United States is still planning another round of talks next month. A number of economists have warned that the trade war between the world's two biggest economic powers could hurt growth globally. The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have downgraded their forecasts for economic growth this year. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the wake of last weekend's mass shootings that left 31 people dead, President Donald Trump says the political climate in Washington is shifting towards stronger gun control measures. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
He's backed off past pledges to strengthen the nation's background check system, but now the president says it has to happen.
We need meaningful background checks so that sick people don't get guns.
And as he left the White House on vacation, said he has the clout to convince Republicans to go along. The president's also assuring the NRA its views will be heard and respected. CEO Wayne LaPierre this week rejected some gun control proposals under discussion. The president says they've talked.
I think in the end, Wayne and the NRA will either be there or maybe we'll be a little bit more neutral.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, police in El Paso, Texas, say that the Walmart shooting suspect told them that he specifically targeted Mexican shoppers. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Detective Adrian Garcia said in an arrest warrant affidavit, Patrick Crucius agreed to waive his Miranda rights. It says Crucius emerged with his hands up from a vehicle that was stopped shortly after the shooting. His first words to officers were, I'm the shooter. Crucius told them he had driven for nearly 10 hours to get to El Paso, and he was targeting Mexicans in the attack. 8 of the 22 people killed at the Walmart were Mexican nationals. Besides capital murder, federal prosecutors have said they are also considering hate crime charges against Crucius. I'm Ed Donahue.
Demonstrators crowded the arrivals hall at Hong Kong Airport on Friday, handing out anti-government leaflets and waving banners. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina has details.
About 1,000 protesters crowded the arrivals hall at Hong Kong Airport on Friday. They chanted for democracy and handed out these leaflets, apologizing to visitors for the state of their city. The sit-in is expected to last all weekend. It came as Chief Executive Carrie Lam warned that the weeks of demonstrations could hit the financial hub, quote, like a tsunami. What started as an angry response to a now-suspended law that would have allowed criminals to be extradited for trial in China now incorporates demands for greater democracy, Lam's resignation, and even keeping out mainland tourists.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. And India eased restrictions Friday in Kashmir to allow the Muslim-majority population to attend Friday prayers. Kashmir has been in an unprecedented 5-day lockdown, depriving the region of any communications access. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
best music. Today, the voice of America.